This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Street fighting broke out in Ukraine's second largest city Sunday, and Russian troops put increasing pressure on strategic ports in the country's south following a wave of attacks on airfields and fuel facilities elsewhere that appear to mark a new phase of Russia's invasion. Following week's gains on the ground, Russia sent a delegation to Belarus for peace talks with Ukraine, according to the Kremlin. Until Sunday, Russia's troops had remained on the outskirts of the city of about 1.4 million, and it's about 20 kilometers south of the border with Russia, while other forces rolled past to press the offensive deeper into Ukraine. Ukraine's president says his country is ready for peace talks with Russia, but not in Belarus, which was a staging ground for Moscow's three-day-old invasion. Speaking in a video message Sunday, President Volodymyr Zelensky named Warsaw, Istanbul, Budapest, or Baku as alternative venues. He said other locations are also possible, but made it clear that Ukraine does not accept Russia's selection of Belarus. The Kremlin said Sunday that a Russian delegation had arrived in the Belarusian city of Hmel for talks with Ukrainian officials. A Kremlin spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, said the delegation includes military officials as well as diplomats. In a significant shift, the German government said Saturday it will send weapons and other supplies directly to Ukraine and support some restrictions of the SWIFT global banking system for Russia. Germany's chancellery announced Saturday evening that it will send 1,000 anti-tank weapons and 500 Stinger surface-to-air missiles to Ukraine as quickly as possible. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Belgium is joining a growing list of countries closing their airspace to Russian airspace and airlines as the West ramps up pressure on Russian President Vladimir Putin for ordering an invasion of Ukraine. The Belgian Prime Minister Alexander De Croo tweeted Sunday that the country has decided to close its airspace to all Russian airlines. The crew says that our European skies are open skies. They're open for those who connect people, not for those who seek to brutally aggress. Russia and said Saturday that it was closing its airspace to planes from Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, and Slovenia after they banned Russian planes from their skies. Bulgaria, the Czech Republic, Poland, and Romania, among several other countries, also have a ban in place. The United States and its European allies have agreed to levy the most potentially crippling sanctions yet on Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. The new measures announced Saturday include restrictions on Russia's central bank and cutting some banks off from the SWIFT global financial system. Western officials say the central bank measures will likely send Russia's ruble into a free fall, and analysts predict spiraling inflation and banks' runs as well as a result. The new measure, pressed as Russian forces move on Ukraine's capital, could spread the pain of Western sanctions to ordinary Russians far more than previous ones. Lines of vehicles have been clogging and border crossings out of Ukraine as residents rush to escape danger from invading Russian troops that are advancing toward the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv. The UN Refugee Agency said Saturday that over 200,000 people have fled into neighboring countries, according to a spokeswoman, who says the numbers in the situation continue to change minute by minute. The agency says up to 4 million Ukrainians could flee if the situation deteriorates any further. North Korea now has launched a ballistic missile into the sea. Its neighbors say is a presumption and resumption of weapons tests following a month-long hiatus, and as the United States and its allies focus on Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The North Korean launch on Sunday was the eighth of its kind this year and the first since January 30th. Some experts have said North Korea is trying to perfect its weapons technology and pressure the United States into offering concessions like sanctions relief amid long-stalled disarmament talks. They say North Korea also might use the U.S. preoccupation with the Ukraine conflict as a chance to accelerate testing activity to ramp up pressure campaigns on Washington. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.